Hey guys, welcome back to episode 8 of season 4 of KB and the Boys. Carter, Nick, Colby here with me. Guys?
KB, what's up?
Who's that?
Good to have you guys back on. So, we'll, Colby and Nick still going in the Survivor League. So, we'll let them make their picks. Nick, who do you got as your Survivor League this week? Survivor
pick. I'll be taking the Rams this week.
The Rams, okay. Colby?
I will be taking the Eagles this week.
Oh, we got a little differ finally.
I know, we finally.
Eagles for Colby, Rams for.
Who do the Rams play?
The Cards. All right, so games of the week, two in each. Nick is the only one above 500. He's 13-8. Me, Colby, and Zach are 8-13. And Carter's 9-12.
Sorry for not taking the games of the week seriously. I'll do better.
This week, though, it's all money lines. There's no spread, so it's just picking a winner. Starting the NFL. Fair. So, Nick?
To be fair, you could have taken Survivor a little more seriously, too.
I could have, you know.
Nick escaped Survivor week one picking the Skins. Greasy. Games of the week.
Not everyone that lucky.
Lions at Bucks. It's one of the games of the week this week. Carter?
You got the Lions.
Taking the Lions? Colby?
I really like the Bucks. I really do. But I'm going to have to go to the Lions.
Yeah, my heart was telling me the Bucks, but my mind was telling me the Lions.
Yeah.
Nick, you have Lions or the Bucks?
Is Mike Evans out?
Mike Evans is questionable to play.
Give me the Lions.
Schmidt's taking the Lions as well. I'll be taking the Buccaneers. Monday Night Football, Cowboys at Chargers. Carter?
Cowboys, easy.
Well. Colby?
Cowboys.
Oh, boy. Nick, don't take them. Nick, take the Chargers.
Cowboys.
Fucking prison. And we're all in the Cowboys. Lovely. Lovely. All right, game one for college football, Oregon at Washington. Carter?
Washington.
Colby?
I'm going to take Oregon.
Nick?
Like Oregon.
Schmidt is taking Washington, and I'll be taking Oregon as well. In the late game, USC at Notre Dame. USC starts their schedule of prison. Coming up here. Carter, taking SC or you taking Notre Dame?
Well, the one thing about the schedule of prison is Notre Dame's already been on that schedule of prison.
It's true.
So I'll take USC in the first prison schedule.
Colby?
I'll take Notre Dame.
Nick?
USC.
Schmidt's on Notre Dame, and I will be on USC as well. All right, so locks. Still can't hit a 5-unit bet. So, you know, we're in the dumps. Dead last at minus 21. Nick, plus 3.61, went plus 2.85 last week. Colby, plus 4.81, he went plus 6.06. Carter, plus 6.38, he went plus 0.44. And Schmidt, well at the top at plus 15.3, went plus 6.28 last week.
Good week for Schmidt there.
All right, so for locks, my one-unit plays, I'm taking Mizzou, Kentucky, over 50.5 at minus 110 to win 0.91, and I'm taking the Kansas Road Dogs, KU, K-State, Moneyline, on the road, plus 251, 1U to win 2.5, 1U.
I like that as the five-unit bet.
That could be bad for the five-unit bet. You know, it might be a curse, so I don't want to have KU and K-State losing, guys. Come on. All right, Nick, your one-unit plays this week.
Got K-State over 3.5 team total touchdowns at plus 110, and Iowa State money line at plus 164.
Did you say the K-State win was plus 110?
Yep.
And what was your second one, sorry?
Iowa State money line.
Iowa State money line at plus...
164.
Okay. I believe it's Colby. Yep. All right, Colby, your one-unit plays.
My one unit is going to be Vikings money line parlay with Seattle Seahawks +3.5.
Vikings money line and Seahawks +3.5.
Okay. Yep, that's to win 1.98.
1.98, okay.
And Wake Forest +1.5.
Wait.
0.88.
Okay, Carter. One unit.
My first one unit is the Pittsburgh Penguins to beat the Caps. Pens money line, 1 to win .83.
Right.
And then I have West Virginia right now -3 to win .91.
All right, Pens and West Virginia. All right, Schmidt, he's got Chiefs -6.5 first half versus Denver at -120. That's to win 0.83. He's got South Carolina -2.5 versus Florida to win 0.91. All right, two unit plays. I'm going Pacheco, 40-plus yards, and anytime Tud at -115. And I'm taking Oregon money line at +118 to win 2.36 on that one. All right, Nick, your two unit plays.
Got Brady Cook over 265.5 passing yards at -115.
Okay.
And the 49ers by 10. -112.
49ers -10. Okay. Holmberg, right? Yep, Holmberg, your two unit plays.
Duke -3. Win 1.82.
Okay.
And KU -2.5 to win 1.74.
1.74. All right. Go Hawks. Carter, your two unit plays.
I have the Cowboys money line, and that is 2 to win 1.54.
All right.
And then I got a hefty one here. Chiefs money line.
Okay. Ballsy.
Okay.
Dolphins -2.5.
Dolphins -2.5. Okay.
Titans +14.5.
Titans +14.5. Okay.
And the Seahawks +13.5.
Seahawks +13.5. Okay.
That's two units to win 1.80.
1.80. Okay. So Schmidt's two unit plays are Kentucky -2.5 versus Missouri. -110, two units to win 1.82. And Tennessee money line versus A&M, two units to win 1.25. Five unit play for me. Justin Fields and Kirk Cousins to each throw for 200 at +143. Yes, Kirk Cousins is minus about 400 to throw for that, but Justin Fields is plus money. So I just combine them. I think Bears throw it. Vikings pass defense isn't great, and neither is the Bears. So I think you get a lot of yards passing between those two. Nick, your 5U.
Mine's going to be Chiefs team total over 29.5 tonight, -112.
112. All right. Colby, 5U.
I'm going to hop back on the teaser train.
Yes. Love a good Holmberg teaser.
1-2 so far.
No hockey locks?
No hockey locks. Those are just personal bets that keep on cashing.
All right. Yep. 4-0.
So it's going to be Browns +16.5.
Browns +16.5.
Broncos +17.5.
Broncos +17.5. All right.
And Eagles just brings them down to zero, so Eagles just money.
One. Okay.
That's a 7-point teaser, +120. So that's 5 to win 6.
5 to win 6, you. Okay. Carter, 5-unit play.
My 5-unit play is the Cats money line +105, so that's 5 to win .525.
525, all right. And Schmidt's 5-unit play is Chiefs KU money line at -109, 5 units to win 4.59. All right, Carter. Parlay is yours.
Quick and easy. Cowboys money line.
Cowboys money line. Okay.
Duke money line.
Duke money line.
And the KU Okie State over 54.5.
KU Okie State over. All right. That is.
That creeps in there at +401.
+401. All right. So again, parlay. Cowboys money line versus the Chargers. Duke money line versus, I believe it's NC State. And KU Okie State over 54.5. All right. Well, hey, pick the Diamondbacks upset, huh?
Yeah, good for you.
I mean, sweep.
I did not. I actually put my own money on the Dodgers last night.
Yep. Yeah.
I did not think they would go quietly into the night. Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. It's going to be tough when those two guys don't get a hit.
Yeah, the Dodgers have been cold all series. They were cold all series.
That was bad.
The bats weren't
there. 1-27 or something like that.
I don't think Mookie got a hit the entire series.
Rangers over the Orioles. You know, Rangers are good. Rangers are good.
You might just be that guy, KB, in baseball.
No, you know, Phillies. I said it, and Downing. I said Phillies could sneak one. I mean, I didn't pick them, but Downing called me an idiot. They're up 2-1. What's the Stros series? I don't even know. I haven't watched any of that.
They won last night.
Oh, they won the series against Twins. All right. Oh, the Phillies and Braves play tonight.
Yeah.
God. Bryce Harper's chirping.
I saw that.
Staring down players when he's rounding bases.
But why is he doing that?
I don't know what happened. I didn't read into it. But he stared down the guys who was rounded second.
Their shortstop in the clubhouse after they won, like, made some comment that was like, attaboy Bryce for doing something. And it got leaked. And Bryce heard about it, so then he hit a home run and stared him down.
Glass.
And then hit another one. Yeah.
Yeah, they put him on it last night.
Fucking Astros are going to win it again, aren't they? Those fuckers.
That lineup is nasty.
Tough to beat. I bet the Braves force a game 5 here tonight.
Love to see it.
Would love to see a game 5.
All the series have not been close.
Yeah, I'd love to see a game 5. That'd be cool. Any other bets we like this week, boys? Ones that we didn't choose for locks?
I like the Seahawks to beat the Bengals.
They definitely can.
Seahawks are good. T. Higgins being out, if he doesn't play, they can double Jamar Chase. And
it's going to depend on.
I need to see another week of Joe Burrow playing well.
It's going to depend on also, is the Seahawks O-line back and healthy?
I believe they are.
They are. That helps then. Yeah, I would say the Seahawks as well then, because they were beat up against the Giants, but the Giants were just that bad, it didn't matter. I mean, really don't
have
the Cowboys.
Carter, Thursday Night Football,
First touchdown score.
Has been chosen as Isaiah Pacheco with a sprinkle of Marvin Mims. Was leaning hard towards Rashee Rice.
You're going to cry when it's Rashee Rice.
Yeah, you know, he was in the mix, and he just quite didn't make the cut. But I do like the Pacheco first touchdown, and then a sprinkle of Marvin Mims on top of that.
Nobody else you want to make?
Almost had a five-unit – almost chose my five-unit play to be Noah Gray first touchdown. Didn't do it.
Yeah, dodged it.
But it was, right, you know, if he catches a touchdown, I'd be a little upset that I didn't put it. At least it was a one-unit play. I love the Marvin Mims sprinkle.
Yeah, Marvin Mims sprinkle. I also, tonight, with the DraftKings boost, like the Nerfy in the baseball game with the Braves, Strider on the mound, he's not giving up a run.
Strider is a fucking animal.
So.
I like Devils 60-minute money line and Stars 60-minute money line.
Hockey guy.
Parlayed together.
Stars and who?
Stars and Devils.
Stars and Devils. Devils just started. Stars. Wait till 7.
You like them over the Blues?
I do.
You sure that's not a homer pick?
It might be.
That's opening night. I probably should bet on the Wild game since Jordan is in Minnesota at the Wild game.
Ooh, no to Chuck for the Panthers, I believe.
I mean, Holmberg is really, I mean, you must be bored at work.
Holmberg is grinding the hockey slates.
He's grinding the hockey slates.
He is sharp.
Golly. Makes me want to put a 5-unit bet on the hockey games tonight. Jesus, I'm fired up. Fuck the Chiefs game. I'm watching hockey.
Yeah.
I hope that a lot of people on the Cowboys, I hope the Cowboys can pull through for the parlay.
I mean, you lose this one. Ooh, it's not looking great.
I think you trade for Kirk Cousins if you lose this one.
No, we trade Dak for something, whatever, anything, a fucking 9th-round pick, and you bring in a real offensive coordinator and let him just work with Trey Lance the rest of the year. I think that's what you do. They ain't beating the Niners or the Eagles this year. It's over. I don't care if the Cowboys go 11-6 and are in the playoffs, top wild card, don't matter. Season's over. They can't catch them. Can't catch them with
lose,
Mike McCarthy.
You lose this one, you got the Eagles twice, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Lions, the Seahawks.
We do get the Giants again and the Commanders twice. It's a positive. Yeah. Do we get the Chiefs whole division, or is this just a one off?
What?
Do we get the Chiefs whole division, or is this just the added game since they did the new schedule?
This is just added.
You fucking don't get the Broncos or the Raiders. That's bullshit. Bullshit. Why didn't we get Broncos instead of the Chargers? Fuck me.
Because you played the second place team in that division.
Fucking Broncos suck. That's just ridiculous. They should have finished second.
Because you finished second, they finished second.
We should get to play. It should be flip flopped. We should play.
You should play Andy got the rant. I mean,
no, easy schedule, was, Holmberg. I know. Hey, Holmberg. Hey, Holmberg. I know the schedule. I know the fucking schedule.
Hey, it ain't pretty. You miss this one. You might miss the playoffs.
I know it's not pretty, Holmberg. No, the playoffs still there. It's going to take 9-8 wins to get into the NFC wild card.
The Saints so Vikings aren't dead.
The Vikings are not. No one's dead for the wild card. The NFC sucks.
Just to have the privilege to get beat by the Eagles again.
Well.
Not scared of the Eagles. Scared of the 49ers.
Dude, the 49ers are the terrified, best team in football.
Actually. What is their odds to win the Super Bowl?
They should win it. They should win it.
They're only plus 350.
But Shanahan,
what are the Chiefs?
But the
550.
But Shanahan, you know, he's had some blunders in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl. Still don't fully know if I know the offense is easy, but I don't know if I fully trust him in big games yet. Big time games. I mean, obviously Sunday Night Football is a big game and they beat the piss out of us and he looked good. But it's easy when you're going against Mike McCarthy. I mean, that guy.
No Mike McCarthy slander.
That guy has to be
gone. He won a Super Bowl with the Packers, okay? Yeah,
fucking 13, 14 years ago. Dude hasn't changed his playbook. We look like we played in 2009.
Well, Aaron Rodgers was an MVP.
Well, guess what? Wrong playbook for Dak Prescott. Simplify or something. Fuck.
Would you rather have CeeDee Lamb or Jordy Nelson?
Jordy was probably better. Well, here's the problem. CD's stats don't look great, but it's also because our offense is just mental. And then you got the owner coming out and saying, well, we don't need to draw up plays like for CeeDee Lamb like they do for the other good receivers. Well, that was smart to say. That was smart. Jerry, fucking hell. I mean, he needs to get out of there. McCarthy's got to get out of there. Dak's got to get out of there. I'm ready for Trey Lance to get in there and see what he's got. See what he's got. You traded a 4th-round pick for him. See what he's got. Season's up. The Cowboys have got to be realistic and say, listen, we're not catching the Niners, and we're not catching the Eagles. So why not try the young guy? And if we're bad, good, better pick.
Yeah, well, 5 weeks ago, the Vikings were looking to re-sign Justin Jefferson and maybe extend Kirk, and now Kirk is looking to be traded, and Justin Jefferson's not going to re-sign, and now the franchise is in the bin again.
I would rather the Cowboys finish the year 3-14 and have a high draft pick than finish 11-6 just to get beat by the Eagles or 49ers in the playoffs. Just saying. It's the same old story every year for the Cowboys. They'll sneak into the playoffs, might win a game, might not. Then if they do win a game, they'll have to play the Niners or the Eagles, and then they won't win that.
You can beat the Eagles. The Eagles aren't that
maybe
special.
The Eagles, but it doesn't. I mean, maybe the Eagles, but too. There's no one in the NFC catching the Niners. I mean, the Niners are fucking unbelievable. I mean, that's what happened. You can stack. You can have great players at every position when you're paying your quarterback $490,000. I mean, he's on a seventh round contract, so you can pay. I mean, they got stacked everywhere. They got Kittle, great O line, Debo and Ayuk, McCaffrey. I mean, their linebacking duo is the best in football. Their defensive line's unreal. I mean, Tre'Davious Ward, all of a sudden, he's a stud corner. They got good safeties. Great, great offensive mind. It's brilliant what he's doing. Yeah, I'm going to pay my quarterback $500,000 because I'm going to pay everybody else a shit ton of money, and we're just going to be loaded. And he's just got to throw the ball to the right place at the right time. And that's what they do. That is what they do. Well, I'm sick of talking about the fucking Cowboys. Fuck me, man. Fuck me. I mean, atrocious performance. Sunday Night Football was fucking embarrassing. Kept just looking back, you know, looking back at the box score. Hey, maybe we got back in it. Oh, no, pick. Another pick there. Pick there. How about three picks? There it is. No Trey Lance sighting. Trey Lance definitely didn't help the Cowboys. He gave Dak the wrong scouting report on purpose. Which I respect. All right, are we good there? Any more picks? Any more plays?
No college football props out yet, so.
Yeah, no props out, sadly. Nick, you good? You got anything, Nick?
No, not really.
All right, we can call it there.
Pretty slow week.
Yeah, I mean, NFL's not a great week. Not great matchup-wise.
No.
Vikings-Bears rooting for fireworks. And a Vikings win. They need a win. They need to get on a little winning streak to persuade Kirk to stay and Jefferson to sign the contract.
If they lose this one, ship Kirk off, just tank for Caleb.
If we end up winning one game in the tank, though, that means Justin Jefferson is gone.
Yeah.
He would play with Caleb.
Would he play with Drake?
Drake May can sling that
rock. I don't know. I'd have to call him and ask.
I think you got to get on the phone with him. Tell him to stop. Tell him I said thanks for going to the fucking IR for fantasy, too. I mean, my fantasy team just down the shitter. Achane and fucking Jefferson go on the IR. Prison.
Oh, your team's bad.
I'm in jail. Again,
it's the same old problem, though. No matter who they get. As Kirk's been playing as good as you can ask him, all the other problems will still be there. You'll just have a new quarterback.
I'm just saying, if I was Kirk and I did want to leave, I'm looking at teams, I'd want to stay in the NFC, and I'd look at the Falcons.
Yeah.
Good weapons, shitty quarterback.
Kirk's got no trade clause, and I'm not sure he wants to leave anyways.
I don't think he'll leave. Why would he? Is he a free agent after this year?
Yeah, well, right now.
He'll stay. He ain't gonna stay.
What if you get the wool pulled over your eyes? Somehow he gets shipped for Brock Purdy. Kirk goes to the 49ers, wins his first Super Bowl. That rippling.
Dude, he would look unreal in that offense.
He'd look like the greatest quarterback ever.
He would look like fucking Tom Brady in that offense.
He'd literally be Tom Brady.
Yeah, but their team wouldn't be the same because they would have to pay him.
And they'd have to trade. They'd have to trade one of their good players too to match a contract.
Yeah. Well, if you keep that offense, I guarantee Kirk can throw the same spots as Brock Purdy.
Well, Colby could throw the same offense. You can't afford all those guys with a $30 million a year, $40 million a year quarterback.
I think Holmberg could dot up some guys in the San Fran offense. To be
honest, that's what I'm saying. I think Holmberg could go out there and throw some touchdowns.
I don't know about that.
Well.
Well, you couldn't see over the offensive line, so that would be an issue.
I'm just as tall as Brock Purdy.
I wonder how tall Brock Purdy is. It's a good question.
6'1".
He's like 6'2".
Brock Purdy is 6'1".
Mm. Colby, that's all you?
6 foot.
You'll be fine.
That's just an on-running joke.
Story for after the podcast, but yeah, I'm 6 foot.
Perfect.
We did have a little mini combine in Holmberg's living room the other weekend. Got the tape measure out, get some wingspan, some height.
Holmberg, they're going to offer you $100,000 a year because that's what they pay their quarterbacks, and they're going to trade for Justin Jefferson. And their offense can be nuked for you, Colby.
I think I can handle it then.
Jefferson, Debo, and Ayuk, and McCaffrey, and Kittle? No fucking shit. No shit. I mean, just, you know, get the arm loose. You'll be fine. Especially when they just throw those little screens to Debo and McCaffrey. You can get it there.
A little 15, 20-yard pass. Swinging out wide.
Which now, offensive weapon do you think they let go first?
Debo.
Debo, yeah.
He feels like the most bit of a luxury.
Yeah, I would probably say Debo. Well, I don't even know how many years Purdy has. Is this the last year of Purdy's deal? Because he's a seventh rounder. Or does he have another year on this?
What? It's like three.
I think it's 3 years. So.
He's got 3 years left?
No, I think it's a three-year deal.
I was going to say, my God, they're just going to be unreal for the next 3 years if that's what he's making.
It might be.
I don't know what a seventh rounder gets. I don't know what he signs.
Either three or four. I don't know.
Do you
the worst part is they're going to make him. They're not going to re-sign him. They're just going to sign somebody in the fifth.
Do you think that teams will pay Brock Purdy for what he's doing?
Yes.
Like somebody's going to pay him $10 million.
Well, more than 10. Some shitty team will pay him money.
Yep.
Quarterbacks.
I mean, he hasn't thrown a pick this year, and he's got 10, 11 touchdowns.
I mean, I watched him for 13 years at Iowa State. He's not a $10 million quarterback.
Well, I mean, shit, boys, think. What was it, 5, 6 years ago, a shitty team sent a first-round pick to the Eagles for Sam Bradford.
No, Downey, you're right, Downey. He's not worth $10 million, but he's going to get paid $30
million. Yeah.
That's what quarterbacks get. He's going to get a lot of money, whether it's by them or by some shitty team that's like, hey, look at his stats.
Hey, the best comparison is Jimmy G.
Yeah.
I mean,
Jimmy G got paid, what, 25? I think he got 25 million.
In that offense, he was very productive. He wasn't even as good as Brock Purdy.
No, he was not even close.
He dreams going to the Falcons if they don't re-sign him.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, that doesn't seem bad.
He screams going to the Vikings. And I'll have to be a Brock Purdy fan for.
They will re-sign him.
You think?
Yeah, for sure.
He's gonna want that. He's gonna want some cheddar after being on for $500,000 for the past 3 years. Dude still has a roommate.
Yeah, I know.
And honestly,
cost of living.
His contract and Mac Jones gets cut. I could absolutely see him replacing him with him.
And then Mac Jones will go to the 49ers and do the exact same thing Brock Purdy's doing.
And they don't think he's back.
Everyone's gonna be like, Mac's back, maybe 1 year. 49ers are just gonna start getting guys paid. That's what they're going to do. It's a rotating thing here for them.
The quarterback farm.
Yeah.
It'll be like Nick Saban's coaching rehabilitation program. You're going to throw for 30 touchdowns a year? All right, come here.
Because I truly don't think Purdy's, like, if he was on a different team, would be all that good.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Niners starting quarterback next year will be Russell Wilson. When the Broncos cut him, he'll go sign with the Niners. And Russell Wilson will go win a Super Bowl again.
Russell Wilson should have to pay the Broncos to play.
I wouldn't take Russell Wilson.
Pay to play? You tell me Wilson should have to pay to play, Nick?
Just for that exposure he's getting. He should have to give half of his commercial revenue to the Broncos.
And Subway money.
Pay to play.
The Danger Witch, baby.
God, no. Golly.
Hey, it is good, though.
Mr. Unlimited.
All right, well, we can call it there. We'll be back next Thursday. Thank you, guys.